Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, and I'm going to start today's show with a question. Is your digestion a mess? That means, do you get gas when you eat a meal? Do you bloat? Do you get stomach pain? After you eat a meal, do you often feel pain in your muscular system? Do you often get diarrhea after you eat even a simple meal? Does even something as simple as a glass of water often cause you to bloat up like a balloon? Do you feel like something is living in you? Something that's calling the shots in your digestive tract instead of you? Now, I know from 20 years I'm talking to at least 50% of my audience. It's that large today. With another 30%, I would say, just narrowly escaping that same fate. I know that because poor digestion is on the tip of everybody's tongue. And if you don't believe that, I'd say just go to the drugstore sometime and observe at least three aisles, both sides devoted to digestive aids. What's that about? But I'm not going to spend the show with our precious, expensive time today reminding you what you already probably know, that digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid are what you need to take. That's not what this show is about. I'm going to ask you another question. Within the last year, how many of you have spent a good 6 weeks cleaning out the worms in your large intestine, the parasites in your gut, the bad bacteria in your colon, the mucus plugs that plague the digestive tube, and we call those the biofilms, colonies of intelligent parasites that communicate with each other in a much higher form of intelligence than we ever thought. And what you don't know is that the bad bugs, the parasites, have tremendous adaptability, tremendous biochemical intelligence, and that at this point it appears they've outwitted what appears to be a rather simplistic antibiotic approach. I work with chemists that throw out their best drug cocktails, and the parasites, they just swap genes. The bugs genetically engineer a response that renders our best antibiotics, our best antiparasitic drugs, almost useless. You have to help it along by the cleanse. And if you're suffering in the ways I've described, you have to do something about it. When I get back from break, I'm going to teach you how.
Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery, anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Okay, now here's the book. is a book on my website called Parasite Rex, written by Carl Zimmer. Here's another book. Check the website, straighttalk.cc. Plague Time by Paul Ewald. Remember, I'm always going to have literature backing up everything I say. My job is to present it. Your job is to read it. This book will tell you that the hospital calls it a tumor. The pathologist calls it a malignancy. The medical text calls it a disease. The fact of the matter is that a massive, unforeseen number of diseases you ultimately succumb to, are often the result of complicated relationships between parasites and bacteria, hiding in mucus plugs in the intestine that we call biofilms, defying our best antibiotics, laughing at our immune systems. Now, you may be convinced this is not you, and surely the doctors would have told you had it been you. Surely you haven't been exposed, you might think, because you're careful, you're informed. I can't afford to let you think this way, because the parasites, the microbes, and the biofilms get into your systems in ways you cannot imagine. Now, I'm going to read to you two great paragraphs from the literature. There's a book also on the website called Kitchen Confidential. Great book by Anthony Bourdain. You've seen him on TV. He's a chef. He's got the traveling chef program. This book was a New York Times bestseller for I don't know how many weeks. And these two paragraphs really opened my eyes to what I think you'll find amazing. So here we go. A few years back, at a singles joint on Columbus Avenue, Bourdain is saying they had the misfortune to employ a young man as a waiter. After he was fired for incompetence, this waiter took it upon himself to sue the restaurant, claiming that he had a gastrointestinal problem caused what he claimed by amoebas. Now, management, facing this claim, as the paragraph reads, took this litigation seriously enough to engage the services of an epidemiologist. So they hired an epidemiologist, a medical doctor, who obtained stool samples from every employee. The results, as Bourdain goes on to say, which he was privy to, were enlightening, to say the least. What was interesting is that the entire staff in the kitchen were teeming with numerous varieties of critters, none of which, in their cases, caused severe amounts of discomfort. It was explained that the results in this restaurant were no different than the results from any other restaurant, and that particularly among people coming in, all right, new to this country, that this sort of thing is normal. Amoebas are transferred most easily, as he writes, through the handling of raw, uncooked vegetables, particularly during the washing of salad greens and leafy produce. Then he goes on to say, I'm not even going to talk about blood. Let's just say we cut ourselves a lot in the kitchen. So look at that. You're in a typical restaurant in New York City. Because of a pending lawsuit, you invite an epidemiologist in. He tests the entire kitchen, tests all the food, and finds that the food, the raw salad, not the meat, but the raw salad, is teeming with amoeba and giardia. And then the management thinks that this is just terrible. They're going to close the place down. And the epidemiologist says, don't worry, because this is the normal state of affairs in all restaurants throughout the United States. Now, you were worried about the meats, probably, when you think parasites, but it's the raw salad. How about the doorknob in the restroom? How about when you shake hands with somebody? What about the shopping cart you're pushing at Ralph's or Vons or Whole Foods? And my point, of course, is from the Bourdain article I just read to you, to every bit of microbiology and parasitology you can gather, you're going to have a guarantee that you will be heavily exposed to microbes. So you see, your defense is not taking ridiculous measure to, I think, delude yourself into thinking that you're going to be spared from serious exposure. You live in the world today, you're going to be exposed to bugs. Very important concept to accept. Your defense is to ensure yourself that when the parasites and other microbes enter your body, they will not be welcome, that the terrain will not be hospitable to them, that you do not harbor a friendly digestive tract based on the chemistry, the internal chemistry of your small, large intestine and your stomach, so that when the bugs get in, they don't like what they see and they're on their way out before they can create mayhem. So number one, in your defense, we ask you, are you producing enough hydrochloric acid from the parietal cells of the stomach? And how would you do that? You'd be ingesting enough sea salt or rock salt. So that the HCl in your stomach, as your first line of defense, is sufficient enough in quantity so that the HCl will stop the bugs dead in the stomach. Now, the HCl sets up the digestive tube for the correct pH. So it's not just the HCl in the stomach digesting food. It's the HCl in the stomach that actually, and check this out, makes your large intestine acidic. The fluid between the cells of your body has to be alkaline. That's the pH thing. The pH in the morning urine, midstream, when you test it with the pH paper, that urine has to be alkaline. But if it is, it makes the large intestine acidic. And that acidity in the large intestine makes sure that the terrain, that the inside of that intestine, will kill bugs. So your pH with the urine, if it's alkaline, is dependent upon adequate HCl so that the pH in your intestine will be acidic. It's supposed to be acidic in the large intestine, and that acidity is your colon's defense against the parasites and bacteria that plague it. So there's line one of defense. After we disinfect the bowel with abundant HCl, then it's common sense. We've got to move the stool out of the body with a couple of good bowel movements a day. That means water, salt, fiber, oil, and adrenaline. Let's break that down slowly. You got to have adequate sea or rock salt that allows the large intestine to retain the water that you were supposed to drink in the first place, or you will keep urinating the water out even though you're drinking enough of it. That's a study in osmology or osmotic balance, but the point is that if within the large intestine, okay, you have a higher salt concentration than outside the large intestine, the large intestine will hold its water. The people that don't have the salt can drink water all day. You'll urinate it all out, and you'll still stay dehydrated in the large intestine. So you've got to have your salt. Now, the next trick is fiber. But the thing about fiber is, you know, which fiber works best for you? Some people constipate to salad. Other people need it. Some people constipate to grain. Each fiber is specific to the person, and the reason is fibers are all different. You may need the fruit fiber called pectin as opposed to the vegetable fiber that we call cellulose. And then the vegetables may need to be cooked, while the raw salad may actually constipate. And then with some people, your best choice for great bowels may be the oatmeal that morning. You may need the fiber from well-cooked grains like brown rice or oatmeal. And that type of fiber you need actually depends on your dosha. That's another word we're introducing, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. We could do a whole show on that, but the big-boned people are the Kaphas, and they tend to need the warmth of well-cooked vegetables, but not the cold salad. Then you've got the medium-boned, fiery pittas, lanky, sinewy types, move fast, angular. Pittas will thrive on the cold salad. While the vata, that's the small-boned person, that's the delicate, especially sensitive type. The vata may find the fibrous food irritating to the bowel lining, causing cramping. That very same salad won't work. And they may need to soothe the bowel more with the raw oils for lubrication. The Vata is the one that